Sit down. I'm going to go to work. Turn to Genesis chapter 3. Yeah, oh, is right. Writing notes, pulling the cover off the supernatural lifestyle. Pulling the cover off the supernatural life. The supernatural life has been covered up by performance. We're going to pierce in the supernatural life tonight. And all of our lives are going to be shifted, shaken, and shifted into a deeper dimension of the presence of God. Some things that seem like supposed to take us into the presence of God has kept us out of the presence of God. And to a certain degree, we've been naked. And then to a certain degree, by not moving deep enough in the spirit, many times when the presence of God came, we hid ourselves. I don't want change. I'm satisfied where I am. I'm failing. I'm not getting exactly what I'm supposed to, what I see in the word, but I don't want to go that far. And so the presence of God come and you hide from it looking for emotion. Are you listening? Now, you cannot live the supernatural life in the flesh. In Genesis. And then after Genesis, we're going to Luke and look at the temptations of Jesus. Adam and Eve had it made, but they failed the test. They were naked, and they hid themselves from the presence of God. To a certain degree, oh God, I got to say this, the body of Christ been hiding himself from the presence of God. Because Satan gave them a duplicated substitute that looked like they're doing the right thing, but the real power can't flow because they got the door closed. In here will be a breakdown tonight. The glory will flow, come on your roll, hug you, kiss you, because I'm just going to take my time and let the glory fall in here. And the power deal with every situation you're dealing with. So you'll have a revelation tonight that I can go in one time and God can solve all my problems. I don't have to pray 3 hours. I don't have to pray 5 hours. Just get properly in the presence of God. And if I get in the presence of God, God gonna tell me exactly what to do and back me up. Genesis 3, let's look at the second chapter, the 15th version. The Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. Dress it and keep it. You see that? And the Lord what? Man. Who got the Bible? I tell you what scripture means? Did I mention what scripture means? Well, talk to me then. I want to know you there. And the Lord commanded the man. He didn't ask him. He commanded him.
Yes, sir.
The man said, of every tree of the garden, thou mayest freely, every tree, thou mayest freely eat. Every tree, underline any Bible you got. Every tree of the garden, thou mayest mayest freely eat. That statement is still true. Every revelation, every promise, you may freely eat it. Everything that the blood paid for, you may freely eat it. No power, no being has enough strength to stop you.
sir.
It is your covenant right.
That's right.
You can freely eat all the blessings of God. But it in the realm of revelation, which also produce a realm of submission.
Yes, sir.
Your flesh can't handle it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes, sir.
So you're going to have to know how to be taken in the spirit by the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
That you can you pass all those stop signs that Satan is setting up in your life and telling you just that's just the way it should be. But you must know better.
Yeah.
Now unto him that is able to do what? Exceedingly, hot, what? Abundant, what?
Above.
What?
Above.
That we ask or think, but notice where it ended up at. Ephesians 3:20. Notice where it ended up. According to the power that worketh in us. In other words, God's power can't function unless it's in you.
Yes, sir.
So any blessing that had been shut off from you up to this moment is you didn't have the power on.
Come on, apostle.
Now, what the enemy will send is a false power.
Yeah.
And it looks similar. It dress up like the real thing.
Yeah.
So you have to have discernment.
Yes, sir.
And the leading of the Holy Spirit to know that's not God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Watch what happened now. Every tree.
Every.
Say every tree.
Every tree.
What that mean?
Every tree.
every blessing. Tonight I want you to hear this. Every blessing in the Bible belong to me. Are you teachable?
Yes, sir.
Are you changeable?
Yes, sir.
See, now some things got to be changed. I'm telling you. See, tradition and religion is a beast.
Yes, sir.
And revelation is a feast.
Yes.
And we're about to go to the feast.
Yes,
and we're about to put our foot on the beast.
Yes,
because you got to make some changes.
Yes, sir.
Well, I just call it what it is. You got to make some apostolic changes.
Yes, sir.
Right, sir.
And that's one of the ways Satan robbed us of all of this. He has so many imposters who call himself or somebody else call them. Then an apostle, a real calling apostle, must first know he's first a servant. I'm your servant. But when I come out to serve you, if you don't take the dish, I got to take it on back in the room where it came from. See, there's levels and depths of revelation in the spirit. And they go on and on and on. They never run out. What Satan wants us to do is sell off. Because we've seen two dreams or something like that. Don't let him stop you. Keep whooping his tail. Keep letting them know that Jesus whooped him and I'm going to whoop you too because I'm crucified just like Jesus. I'm resurrected just like Jesus. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost just like Jesus. I'm anointed just like Jesus. I am. Whatever, just like Jesus. I am the light. I am the way. I am the truth. That's all Jesus. Jesus was trying to pass that on to us. Your I am this got to come out. Now, verse 17, but the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou shalt eat it thereof, thou shalt surely die. Now, let's go into the third chapter for a moment. And I have some points I want to give you. I've killed 6 or 7 people already up in here. But I came to kill you tonight. Because I want you my sister and you my brother. I want you to know there's a life. There's a life beyond. Oh Lord, do I have to say it? Beyond the word of faith.
Yes.
the life beyond the full gospel.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. Those are organizations.
Yeah.
The Lord is unlimited.
Yes, sir.
We can't get stuck on no level. Yes, God not through with you yet.
Yeah.
God got so much more you want to do. It's not just about staying. God got so much. Oh, just experiencing real joy. Trouble over there, you in total peace. Because you know how it's going to come out. You know it's Satan just kicking up dust, but he know he can't handle what you're wearing. Are you following me? See, I'm telling you, peace and joy going to come like a river in your night. All some things you've been going through for 16 years going to be choked in here tonight because you're going to recognize your revelatory rights in the spirit and you're going to come out the flesh and you're going to come out of religion and you're going to walk in your real anointing. You ever see that real anointing that can shut that flesh down? Wait a minute now. Not only shut the flesh down, I heard it. Shut the mess down. You are a powerful being because you're a child of the living God. You have anointing and authority. You have power. You open your mouth, every demon got to get on his knees when you know who you are. Satan know he no match for you. He can't trap you because you're a child of the living God. And you got the kingdom on the inside of you. You got the power on the inside of you. You got the glory on the inside of you. And when you stir up the kingdom, stir up the power and stir up the glory that's on the inside of you. You unstoppable. You unbeatable. Are you following me? But if you accept a substitute and sell it down and believe you got it, you got to keep growing, children. Keep maturing. Yeah, the status quo, same old, same old. Sam jerk, Sam dance. Living the same old life. Listen, we're going to do something about that. I'm going to show you some things tonight. It's very simple. I'm going to show you some things about the supernatural. Now, Dan covered this morning. You cannot, he said, now, when the supernatural hits you, your flesh going to holler. I know what I'm doing. And the Holy Ghost said, why in the hell you're not further? See? Are you with me?
Yes.
Now, I know there's a remnant of people in here, not all of you. There's a remnant ready to go. Now, people in here have been serving God a long time and really love God. But always God can take you somewhere else, I'm telling you. I mean, I can't even keep up. He's constantly saying, I want to show you this, Leroy. I want to show you. Yes, sir. Now, sit down, third chapter. But I got two more times, right? Thursday night and Friday, okay. Now, the serpent was more subtle. I'm in the third chapter, first verse. Subtler than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yeah, has God said you should not eat of every tree of the garden? That's a lie. Yeah. God said he could go back. Verse 16 in the second chapter. And the Lord God commanded the man saying, of every tree. See what he did?
Yeah.
Every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat. Look back what he said. Look what the serpent said to her. Second verse of the third chapter. The woman said, so the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the tree of the garden, but the fruit of the tree, wait a minute, I'm going to get back to what the serpent said. Go back to verse 1. Now the serpent was more subtle, see, slick, than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made, and he, because he was demonized. And he said unto the woman, yeah, has God said you should not eat of every tree of the garden? That's just what God said. So here you talking about I won't be anointed, but I don't want no money. The man told you eat every tree. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God said, you shall not eat of it. Now that you touch it, lest you die. And the serpent said to the woman, here you go now, you shall not surely die. What God was saying, you're going to die spiritually. Oh, my goodness. See, we just thought physically there. No, you're going to die spiritually. You're going to separate yourself from me. You're going to separate yourself from revelation. If you touch that tree, I told you not to touch. See, it's not. You don't have no problem with physical death. The problem you have is spiritual death. Yes. Problem is when you stop learning. Problem is when you stop yearning. They sung that, my granddaughter sung that song, oh Jesus. Oh, get it, sicka, sucka, sucka. I got crying, I got to cry. Huh? I want more. Yes, what were some of the words in that song where I went? What it was? Put it on a bowl so I can see. What it was? Huh? Hungry and thirsty? After all these years, I still want more. Never arrive. Always stay hungry. Blessed are they. Stay hungry. Don't ride. Don't get a little set pattern of thing. Keep being hungry every day, every hour. Just say, Lord, I want more. You got to know there's more. God got more for you, child. I don't care what age you are. Y'all stop dropping off at a certain age. God will use you. God wants you to give you more. God will give you smoke. God will renew your life. God will give you a new walk and a new step. Stop, stop going by this age thing. God said, I got more for you. Can you still be hungry? I couldn't handle that. Because that's me, huh? After all these years, I'm still hungry. Can you still be thirsty? I'm still thirsty after all these years. It's a secular statement. Stay thirsty, my friend. Y'all know what it's about. Just stay hungry.
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm just building some things here now. Because I'm going to tell you some things tonight. And the glory gonna hit this place. But what I'm doing now, I'm breaking down some walls. And these scary pastors who listening and they know they're not getting all they need to get. And they gotta get these praises to just stop shaking and jumping and be in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You ain't got to sing every Sunday nowhere.
Yes, sir.
That's true.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
Come on. Come on, sir. You need to back somebody up.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, Lord. All right. Now, what happened here? Verse 8 of the third chapter. After they did messed up, look at verse 7. Now they're naked. And the eye of them both was open. And they knew that it was naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves apron. Yeah, we got to take the fig leaf off. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Let's go over to Luke 4 because I got a principle I got to put out. Go to Luke 4 now. Go to Luke 4. Putting the cover off the supernatural life or the supernatural lifestyle. Go to Luke, putting the cover off. Because the cover, we put a religious cover on it.
Yes,
to a certain degree. Now we're doing some things, don't get me wrong. But who ready to go further?
Yeah,
yeah, you see, we're accomplishing some things, but that some things are not all things. I want to go deeper.
Yeah.
Yeah. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Some of y'all look at me like I'm not saying nothing. Are you out of your mind? The Lord is trying to bring you somewhere else beyond your little job. The Lord probably bring you in His presence so He can show you exactly what to do. The Lord will bring some more peace and joy in your marriage. So some of y'all marriage all jacked up. Y'all don't love, y'all get in the public and laughing and grinning, but at home y'all jacked up. You better hear what I'm saying up here tonight. That woman gonna leave your tail. I'm here to save your marriage. I'm here to save everything. My mama said, I can do bad by myself. Yeah, that woman gonna challenge you every day. She making a man out of you. Can you handle it? Can you handle some pressure? Can you handle some questions? Can you be challenged and stand up so you can take care of my children? I heard that there, and I'm agree with this man. That woman, you married that woman to make a man out of you. She's so detailed. She said, what you say? Then she looked you straight in the eye. What would that mean? You're not a man, you can't handle it. Right, who you talking to? Oh, come on, man, she... We're going somewhere. I say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I know it's a little different. Say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Glory to His name.
Glory to His name.
The Lord is good.
Good.
And His mercy,
endures
forever. And I'm going to get help tonight. Help. Here in Luke 4, sit down, Luke 4. I'm still reading scripture. Verse 1. Your hide has to be hammered when Satan show up. See, when you're in the supernatural, when you're in the spirit, when you're in Revelation, when Satan show up, it's a different ball game. Showed up in the Garden of Eden, but now he's showing up in another place. And it's a different game. Look what happened. And Jesus being full, full of the Holy Ghost, returning from John, and was led, full and led. Full and led. Remember, before you make a move, the supernatural life, you have to be full.
Now
think about how many moves you've made. You wasn't full. And you wasn't led, and you was quoting scripture. You wasn't full, and you wasn't led. You moved too fast. And it seemed like God was a failure. You said your prayer, you cried, but it didn't work out. You wasn't full, and you wasn't led. You're trying to use the Bible. Not full and not led. But from tonight forward, whatever come up, I'm going to make sure I got my tank full and I make sure I got my map right. Got it right. I'm going to make the right move, the because I'm led by the Spirit, fed by the Word. All right, now, y'all ought to say thank you right now. Because the next challenge you have, you're going to pause a moment. I got the Word. Am I full up? Am I being led? Or I'm going to take my scripture and try to build a building without the Spirit. Just that one thing. I can close. Just that one thing. Look at it. I got a lot more to say, but I can close right here. Just this one thing. Listen. And Jesus being full of the Holy Ghost, that's what you need to deal with Satan. Returned from John and was led by the Spirit into the, he was led into the wilderness. Sometimes God leads you into the wilderness. He wants you to have a good fight. He wants you to know, he wants you to know you're a cast of clay. He wants you to know you can name the round that your opponent gonna fall. But you never have a fight, you don't know what you got. So don't complain when something happens, just fight. Make sure you fight. Make sure you're full of the Holy Ghost and make sure you're led by the Spirit. Challenge gonna come, challenge may go. But you must win because you know how to flow.
Yes, sir.
Think about it. I want you to think about it. Some of the things that you've gone through, you pull off from the tank too fast. God still was trying to put something in you. You pull off and you had your scripture and you started whipping with just the scripture, but the tank wasn't full. Then you didn't have your map. Your navigator was jacked up. And you went at something else and you wasn't moving. Y'all see what I'm saying? I'm trying to finish reading. I don't know if we'll be able to finish reading that. Sit down. I'm gonna take notes. Pulling the cover off the supernatural life. The cover of the supernatural is the flesh.
Right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay.
Now, if you don't respond, I'm not going to look at you. I'm going to look at somebody else. My dad, when he was preaching, he would just come stand right over me and preach to me. 10,000 people, they preached to me the whole hour. Because I was answering. I said, yeah, let's go for it. I believe it. Yeah, one thing when you preach, you don't want to look at no dead person. I don't even want to see it. And boy, the worst thing is put some dead folks on the front row. Now, I want you to catch this statement. This is a statement in the spirit realm. Whatever can't wait, WAIT, is not worth having.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Living the supernatural life is a privilege, but many ways have to be destroyed to enjoy it. Many ways have to be destroyed to enjoy it. Y'all gonna let me preach up in here? My granddaughter done stirred me up, boy, sing. That girl sung that song, shoot. Man, got Papa crying, I'm crying. My trail came and said, I'm pushing your place. Now, you know, I'm just training you right now, but I'm here. You ain't coming here to take over now. Listen very carefully. In all transactions, When you're living a supernatural lifestyle, crucifixion must take place before resurrection.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Crucifixion must take place before resurrection. Never try to go straight to resurrection. There's something God is crucifying in your flesh that your spirit can take over. When you fight the crucifixion, you're going to lose the battle.
There's
something God trying to get out of your flesh that is blocking you, and you got to die to it.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
And what you got to do is sometimes let the spirit stop you. Say, oh, I'm not crucified. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
This devil in me still living in this situation. He's in my flesh, but I got to die so I can get up with all power in my hand. Last battle you lost. Last situation you was in. You didn't win. You wasn't crucified. Crucifixion is for you is not a one-time deal. You have to die daily. Wow. Look at that. I wonder if that fit in my pocket. It's two men had me roll the money like this. One was had rubber band around it. Stick roll. Y'all getting nervous, see that? I'm going to put it there so you can see it.
Yes, sir.
Everything in the spirit, everything in the supernatural must be lived in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
Tonight you leave it with a supernatural life, son.
Yes, sir.
Just listen to the apostle for a minute. Just give me a little chance. Pulling the cover off the flesh. Pulling the cover off the spirit realm. Oh, my. Your potentials in the spirit, it has been covered up by man-made ideals.
Yes, sir.
In the pulpit.
Yes, sir.
Serenading you. Not really training you like we're doing right now. And letting you sit there and listen. And don't have to have a whole lot of emotion right now.
Yeah.
It's been covered up by organized structures in the church. They're so organized that they cannot be revolutionized. Man is in such a strong place, the Holy Ghost can't move. And you have made them your hero. The supernatural has been covered up by spiritual superstar. Now, what the Lord is doing now is getting those spiritual superstars out of your eye so you can see you supernatural. Reb don't have to pray.
Yeah.
I can pray myself. Reb, I don't have to call Reb to bind this demon. I'm going to bind this demon myself. Reb already have taught me what to do. All I got to do is do it. You have not known who powerful you are because of the pulpit. not submitted to the fivefold ministry gifts.
Yes. All right. All right.
Because when, what, it, just reading your spare time, Ephesians 4:11-16, I think. Just read that. Amen. And you see where you're supposed to be, and you see why you're not there.
Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. Yes, sir.
We're supposed to train you. Not to keep you under us. We're supposed to train you that you can do it yourself. All right, why are more people not witnessing? Some of y'all ain't never got nobody saved. You don't know how to do it. You don't care. Number one order. All of y'all should get on the app. Every one of y'all should be on the app. And you on the app, you got to act right. You can't get on there talking about all the hallelujah, about the hallelujah. No, just say somebody saved, glory to God. That's, we don't need you preaching. Now that's all coming to an end. Every man and man and women of God are about to go to a level and begin to do things in the spirit, in supernatural ways.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Now, this is just going to hurt you here. Some people crucified, but they never resurrected.
Wow.
Just like you got to be crucified every day, you have to resurrect every day. Knowing who you are in the spirit. You cannot use the name of Jesus in the flesh. You're going to have to be in the spirit. You cannot use the word of God in the flesh. You got to be in the spirit. Becoming unhooked from the flesh and beginning to really flow in the spirit. I'll repeat it in another way. What are some of the covers of the supernatural lifestyle, flesh, organization, and denomination?
Yes, sir.
Playtime is over. Now watch this next thing, when the Lord told me that, I was sitting at the table with my son, some of my sons who were preaching with me. The Lord said this to me. I told my youngest son, go get me a pad. But you got to listen to the second time. I'm going to say one thing, but it's going to sound like the same thing I'm saying the second time. Playtime is over. P-R-E-Y. Time is over. You didn't get it. You will never be a prey, P-R-E-Y, again. You're going to rise up in power and you're going to deal with it because you know who you are in the spirit. You're going to have your tank full. Then you're going to be led by the Spirit of God. And you're going to have authority over all satanic forces from this night forward. And you're going to keep your joy unspeakable and full of glory. And you're going to abide in peace because you're not warring against an equal enemy. He's already defeated. Kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. I release in this house tonight righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. This is a transitional night. So let's say some sample things. Sit down. I'm going to go a few more minutes. Satan cut the supernatural lifestyle off from Eve and Adam by aiming to live on their own abilities. God had given them his covering, cover, but they end up naked.
Yes, sir.
When you're not in the spirit, you're naked. You're naked. When you're not in the spirit, you're naked. Even though you're a child of God, but you don't have your clothes on. And that's where Satan raped you. But it's over. Say it's over.
It's over.
Tried that on Jesus, but Jesus kept his supernatural power. Jesus said, it's written. Now, homework. Let me give you some stuff here. I'm studying. First Corinthians 2, the whole chapter is so important in this, because to live a supernatural lifestyle, you got to have a supernatural preacher.
Yes, sir.
A supernatural pastor.
Yes, sir.
Not only preaching, but living before you.
Yes, sir.
He's got to show you it's working.
Yes, sir.
You can't be saying, Reb, you ain't doing no better than me.
Yes,
You can't say that. You can't be saying that to a real reverend. Go on, lead me, man of God. Lead me. There you go. There she go. Lead me. Don't get upset. Knowledge should lead to supernatural experience. Come on, I'm going to go quite fast now. Revelation knowledge is divine enlightenment for demonstrating the presence and power of the kingdom. I'm gonna get that one again. Turn to Matthew, put Matthew 13, 19 on the board. Matthew 13, 19. Revelation knowledge is divine enlightenment for demonstrating the presence and power of the kingdom in your life. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom, and understand it not, then cometh the wicked one. See, that's what he did with Eve.
Yes, sir.
And catch it away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which received seed by the wayside. Revelation knowledge is divine enlightenment for demonstrating the presence and power of the kingdom. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 3. We're going to look at verse 6. We must know God to demonstrate his work.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We also have made, he also have made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit, for the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth what?
Life. Yeah.
That voice is not just talking to the pulpit.
Yes, sir.
It belongs to you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Revelation knowledge is the basic for manifesting the supernatural. And I'll just give you a scripture. I'm not going. Matthew 16, 17, and 19. You got that revelation. Peter got that revelation, remember? Thou art Christ. Come on, let's keep going. The reality you claim to experience in the invisible realm. Oh, my. I almost don't want to say this one. I studied behind a lot of apostles, and I take notes behind them because they've been in it before me. I want to make this statement. I want you to hear this statement. The reality you claim to experience in the invisible realm must have physical manifestation. Don't be telling me how deep you are and you ain't showing me nothing. Revelation always bring manifestation. Because if you don't have no manifestation, you really didn't get the revelation.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Right.
See, revelation takes you in another realm.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
So you may have thought you were walking in revelation, but if you don't have no manifestation, go back and read it again.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, revelation impregnates you with manifestation. I love that. Yeah. The revelation you claim to experience in the invisible realm must have physical manifestation. You can't hide no more. All knowledge and wisdom come from God knowledge and wisdom. I'll give you a few more. Then I'm going to let the Holy Ghost hit and we're going to close out. Because I feel it all in my arm. I feel it. You ready to move? I said, the Holy Ghost is ready to move. Up in here. Something about to get on you. Up in here. And you're going to live just like your man of God. Up in here. We are not satisfied till you get it. That's why we're here this week working. Want you to get it. Are you getting anything? Did you sense a change? Something shifting in the atmosphere, you know what I'm saying? But we're not going to go for all that foolishness, because something God is telling us of stuff up in here to take us to another dimension. In the spirit, watch what I say, with manifestation.
With manifestation.
Dimension in the spirit with manifestation. Not just talk. Not just crying. But manifesting. Satan don't want you to manifest. He don't care. Satan will quote the scriptures with you. He don't care about no scripture. But when you start manifesting the scripture, when spirit and life start functioning through you, then Satan says, oh, God, she gone. I better go get somebody else. I can't mess with her no more.
Yes, sir.
Jesus said, you'll know the truth and you'll do what?
Yes.
Come on, give me a few more minutes. Yes, there can, come on, sit down right. There can be no demonstration of kingdom power without fresh revelation.
Yes, sir.
Knowledge from the Holy Spirit regarding how to manifest them. I'm going to give you that again. There can be no demonstration of kingdom power. That's why 1 Corinthians 2 is so important. You're going to have to sit under somebody who's preaching right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Somebody that come on, turn to 1 Corinthians 2.
Yes,
you're going to have to be there. See, you're going to have to be preaching right. You're going to tell me, I love it. No, you got, if they ain't telling you nothing, put up two fingers.
Yeah.
As Baptist, that means I ain't coming back. One, I'm going to the restroom, but put up two, I'm gone. First Corinthians 2. Just a moment. I'm going to go about 10 more minutes. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
Now, the average person will call this a dead service. See, a lot of time the noise shut the spirit down. Some of my strongest moments in the spirit, by myself, sitting by myself, and the Lord wrap his arm around me and start whistling in my ear, things I never heard before. My flesh start crawling, everything starts shaking, the rock is shaking, I'm shaking, the porch is a brick porch, it's shaking, everything's shaking. I'm in one of the most deepest presence of God that I've ever been in. Right now while I'm talking to you. I feel him. He's surrounding the pulpit right now. You know what he said? You know what he said? Be still and know I'm God. Stop. Sit down. Shut up. Be still that I can wrap my arms around you. And then when you jump up, you're going to have real power. Be still. There are times my brothers and sisters, to walk in the supernatural, you have to be still. Don't call nobody. Don't tell nobody. Just sit there in the presence of God. Yield to the Holy Ghost. He'll give you an answer. Sometimes not reading the Bible, but letting the Bible read you. Be still and know I'm God. Now, I'll tell you right now, I ain't no fake play. I see the glory all over this place. The glory of God have set in this building.
Yes, sir.
Because I know one thing. There are some people and you're getting it. Pastors.
Yes, sir.
Evangelists, all types, you're getting it.
Yes,
and your marriage gonna change?
Yes, sir.
Cause the next time you say something, that man gonna shut his mouth up and think about it, because you more detailed than him anyway. He on one line, you on 13 lines. Did you see that snake over there? Hear what she said. Did you see that snake over there? Cause she looking all around, you just walking. Cause you want conquered, I'm a man. The woman was given to you to help you or hurt you. Eve hurt Adam. So when they get, now let me talk to them now. When they get too detailed, shut them down. See, that's enough. Okay, don't say no more. Because she's going to keep on, shut up. Oh, y'all done got scared. Y'all men done got scared. What? Boy, let me help you tonight. Let me help you. Now you got it. You got to be right. Don't go try it. You'll get your tail slapped. You better be in the spirit when you do that. Man, I can't read no more, man. I can't read no more. Ooh, Jesus. John, I got 7 minutes. Turn to John 6:63. Ooh. You got some scary people in here tonight, boy. Oh, Jesus. You must know the balance between the word and the spirit.
Yeah.
That is in John 6:63. See, you got to balance it. You can't just run with the word. You have to wait till a rhema, a revelation. See, it is the spirit that quickens it. See, the flesh probably nothing but the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. So whenever you're dealing with the word, you got to get the spirit and life out of it. You can't run with just a word. You got to run with the word and the spirit. See, the spirit balances the word.
Yes, sir.
Matter of fact, the word does not work without the spirit. Got that? All right. Put down Mark 12:24. People will spiritually dry up and die unless the Holy Spirit move in them. With the Bible in their hand. Talk to them up in here. Biblical words alone will not produce supernatural manifestation. It need to be combined with revelation from the Holy Spirit. You heard that? Biblical words alone will not produce supernatural manifestation. It need to be combined with revelation from the Holy Spirit. The reason we must demonstrate kingdom supernatural manifestation, let me tell you why. So our faith will be founded on the power of God. That's 1 Corinthians 2:4. Give me a minute. We can demonstrate God only when we have experienced Him. Don't ever try to demonstrate God where you haven't experienced Him. You can have, now this is, boy, you can have a fake Bible experience.
Yes, sir.
Because you read it 7 times and you quote it, but it's fake because the Spirit haven't tuned in yet. Remember what Joshua 1:8 said? Turn down. Turn down. I'm going to close. Remember what Joshua 1:8 said? Don't run off. Meditate. And then Psalm, put that down. Joshua 1:8. Put down Psalm 1:3. That man got to the place. Whatever he did. Prosper. You know I see a glimpse of that?
Yes,
in my life? Almost whatever I do, prosper.
Yes, sir.
But I'm meditating in the Word day and night.
Yes, sir.
And I'm not sitting with crazy people. Everybody can't talk to me.
Yes, sir.
Are you blessed?
Yes, sir.
Meditate. Don't just read, meditate. And when you do that, the Word's going to take on the Spirit. Yes, boy, then you got the sword of the Spirit, and you're ready then.
Yes, sir.
You ready? Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm almost through, Leroy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Acts 1:3. Turn that with me. I'm trying to close. Acts 1:3. To establish a kingdom context for God's power, Acts 1:3, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proof, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the thing pertaining to the kingdom of God. Kingdom of God experience.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my. Power without purpose bring confusion and burnout. Can I say a few more to you?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
The purpose of being baptized with the Spirit is not to magnify the sign of speaking in another tongue, but to receive God's power.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Satan, listen to me now. I want you to think about any problem you got right now. I'm going to make a statement here. Satan defeat can be truly understood only by kingdom perspective.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
God's greatness. Well, let's go back here. The kingdom, the power, and the glory belong to me.
Yes, sir.
And the kingdom of God is not in word only, but in power.
Yes, sir.
Spiritual power. Supernatural power. Whatever you're dealing with in life, let me close. Whatever you're dealing with tonight, here and online, is a midget.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Whatever you're dealing with have no power over you when you're walking in your kingdom right, in the power and in the glory.
Yes, sir.
Because the kingdom, power, and glory belong to God.
Yes, sir.
Heaven belong to God.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Receiving Pentecost without kingdom power is really one more Christian experience. Pentecost is a kingdom in motion here and now to establish order and kingdom structure.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Let me close with this tonight. stop being just a church member. You are a kingdom citizen. You are a king, a priest, a royal priesthood. Talk to me here. Stop just being a member, being on a roll. Walk in the revelation that the kingdom of God is in me. I got power. Myself, I'm a child of God. I got a right to the blood. I got a right to Jesus' name. Oh, yes, I got power. I got right to use the sword of the Spirit. Yeah, I got rights in me. I got right to flow into another dimension. I'm anointed. Say it. Three times.
I'm anointed.
Satan is no match for me.
Satan,
behold, God has given me power to tread upon serpent and scoffer, and the power of the enemy shall do me no harm. The greater one lives on the inside of me. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Listen at your favor. The Lord is my shepherd. What's the rest part? What you doing in Washington then? There's something you're not doing.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Glory.
Yes, sir.
From this night forward,
I'm
going to
walk
in my provision
from God
through Jesus Christ. I'm going to
stop being sad.
I'm going to
stop being mad.
I'm going to talk myself into being glad.
I'm
going to shout by myself. I don't need nobody else to shout for me. I ain't going to let no rock crowd in my place. I'm going to praise him myself. Why don't you just go ahead and praise him right now? Here, knowing how to live a supernatural lifestyle. You're going to have miracles, signs, and wonders flowing in your life from this week forward because you're releasing the supernaturalness that's on the inside of you. You know how to do it? Cut up a little bit if you know how to do it. Because my brothers and sisters, you're not only getting information here, you're getting revelation, you're getting impartation, you're getting a refreshing of the Holy Ghost, you get to another level, you're going to another level, you're going deeper, and your life going to change. You're going to enjoy your life. You're going to enjoy your life from this night forward. I'm going to enjoy my life from this night forward. I'm going to enjoy my life from this night, folks. I'm gonna enjoy. Well, wait a minute. Montreal, y'all come sing one of them fast songs. Montreal, y'all get up here, hit it, sing something. We gotta sing something before we leave here. We gotta shake this stuff up a little bit. I said, we got to shake that stuff up a little. I want a hot song. I want a hot song. Woo, Jesus. Camp meeting time. Hey, hallelujah. Rejoice. Hurry. Camp, hurry up now. You hurry up. And y'all know, I'll call you any minute. Yes, you know me. Got to be ready to go. Ready to flow. But we need to, it's camp. We just sing just a little bit more. Sing just a little bit more. Sing. Come on, where y'all at? Come on.